Okay, so sometimes you walk around shul, people, very well-meaning people, they're very frum sometimes, they dive in long Shmona Esrays, and so what do? When you're up to Kriya Shema, what are they up to? No, they start Shmona Esrei. Because they got to shul 40 minutes earlier, they've been diving at their own pace, very slowly, and they at some point, you know, the tzibur is going to overtake them. But at Shmona Esrei or Shema point, they would say Shachris, they haven't been overtaken yet. And now they start their Shmona Esrei before the tzibur starts Shmona Esrei. And maybe they have well-meaning intentions. They're well-meaning, they have good intentions. The intent is that they could daven at their own pace. Maybe this way they'll make kedusha with the tzibur. So is that good? Is that not good? Are they violating an Esrei? Are they being very, very properly frum? So what's the halacha? So in general, what's the halacha? Is a person allowed to start Shmona Esrei ahead of the tzibur? You need to run out to take your kids to the bus. So what do? So you figure, I'm going to just daven ahead. I'll start with the shul. I can only make a 7 o'clock minion. I start at 7, but I need to be out at 7:25. So they're not going to start Shmona Esrei at 7:22. So what do? I go ahead of the tzibur. I'm davening in a shul. I'm very nice because I'm davening in a shul. I'm davening with the tzibur. But I'm ahead of the tzibur. Mutter or aser. So the Gemara in Brachos says, Rabbi Avia got very sick, and he couldn't come to Yeshiva of Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, Chav Chesem and Beis. So the Gemara says, the next day when he made it back to Yeshiva, Abayi said to him, yo, what's up? Why didn't you come to Yeshiva? Amarle, my time was Amar Pirka. Why didn't you show up the last day? So he said, I wasn't feeling well. So the Gemara says, well, why didn't you eat something, and then you would have been feeling well? And again, this shir was in between Shachris and Musaf on Shabbos morning. So he said to him, why didn't you eat something? So he says, what do you mean I can't eat before davening? You're not going to eat before you daven Musaf. So says the other rabbi, says to him, well, you know what you should have done? You should have davened ahead of the tzibur. You should have davened privately Musaf. Then you could have eaten something, because now you're already davened Musaf. And then you could have came to shir. In other words, you should have davened Musaf ahead of the tzibur. He's in shul, you should have davened faster, then eat, and then you'll be able to attend the shir. So says the Gemara, don't you know that asr lo adam shiyaktim tfilasa with tfilas tzibur? You know, don't you know that I wasn't allowed to, you know, I'm not allowed to go, you know, daven make my tefillah earlier than the tefillah of the tzibur? So the Gemara says, well, guess what? That isr only applies b'tzibur shana. In other words, when you're at home and davening is at 7 o'clock, you're allowed to daven at 6:50. We have no problems about that. But once you're in shul, the Gemara says, you are forbidden to daven ahead of the tzibur. Yeah, you're in a minyan. You can't daven ahead of the tzibur. Now, tefillah means what? Shmona Esrei. So far, we're only talking about Shmona Esrei. So in other words, you can't be very, at this point, you can't try to go ahead of the tzibur. What's the reason for this? So think for a minute. I'm going to call on you in a second. You'll give me a reason for in a minute. But what does the Shulchan Aruch say? So Shulchan Aruch paskins. Well, first the Rabbeinu Yonah says, well, there's an exception. What's the exception? The clear exception is the 2 minutes before Shkia. You know, you go to Chassidus Shul, and the davening is 2 minutes before Shkia Mincha, let's say. And you know, you want to do your Shkia, and all of a sudden it's now a minute and a half before Shkia, a minute before Shkia, and they've got 7 men or 10 men, and they're all talking. So are you allowed to go ahead? In that case, for sure you're allowed to go ahead, says Rabbeinu Yonah. That is a no-brainer. That's easy, because you don't want to miss Shkia, that's fine. But are there any other exceptions? So Shulchan Aruch only doesn't say any other exceptions. He just says, this is Tzadi, Simon Tzadi Sif Yud. He says, Kisha Omeidim at Tzibur, once you're with the Tzibur, Asr lo lahaktim tfiwaso with tfiwas Tzibur. Ella imkein asha alveres, unless Shki is coming, vein at Tzibur mispalim fisha marichin, bepiyutim, olusiba acheres. If they're doing piyutim, they're not getting to the main part of davening, you know, they're saying Hodu at the beginning of Mincha, and it's Hodu's going on, they're saying Shirashirim, whatever they're saying, and it's a very noble thing, but still, if you're going to miss Shkia, then already you should daven Mincha first. Okay, fine. However, what about our question? So what about if there's a good reason for you to daven ahead? You have another good reason. For example, you want to daven slower. So that Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. So first we have to understand, Question number one. Are you, so what? So here you go. You want to daven fast. So we said you're not going to daven fast in shul. But can you walk out and daven fast? In other words, I need to make my kid's bus. My kid's bus is at 7:25. And I'm davening at 7 o'clock meeting, and I realize, oh man, it's one of those chazanim where it's draying around. And it's 7:18. So am I allowed to walk outside and daven the rest in the hall outside? So I'm going ahead of the tzibur, but I'm doing it outside. Mutter or aser. So the Magen Avraham says, no way, Jose. Can't do that. Once you were part of the tzibur, you're not allowed to go ahead of the tzibur, even if you do your Shemona Esrei outside. Because once you got part of the tzibur, you're done. You're stuck with the tzibur. At least Shemona Esrei. However, the Maimer Mordechai brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, right on this, on Simon Sadi, he says, no, and then when Maimer Mordechai says, the Ein Bo Isser de Maktim Tfiwaso, he says, there's no problem with Maktim Tfiwaso if you walk out of Shul. So what's that machlokas based upon? That's very interesting. You have a machlokas. Are you allowed to go ahead of the tzibur if you walk out of shul or not? So I don't know what the machlokas is based upon, but I do know that Mishnah Berurah says, what's the reason? Maybe it's based on what the reason is. Why are you not allowed to go ahead of the tzibur? No? Why is it a problem to daven ahead of the tzibur?
Like
yachid. Huh?
Like yachid.
I can't hear what?
Like yachid.
It's like yachid. Yeah. So one reason you could say is because it's tifrosh minat zibur. You're davening by yourself, that's a bad thing. Another reason you could say, well, it's not tifrosh minat zibur, but the problem is that it's embarrassing the zibur. And it's a degrad, you know, think of a haughty guy, or the zibur, no. Zibur is going too slow, I'm going to daven ahead. So the nafkamina is, maybe if you walk out. If you walk out, then it's not embarrassing to the tzibur, but tzibur doesn't know what you do. They think maybe you're going to the bathroom. I don't know what they think you're doing. You walk out of the shul, and then you're diving ahead, so it's not a problem of bizoyon. But if you say the thing is tifrosh minat tzibur, you're diving biyichidus, it's a problem. Once you started with the minion, you can't break off because it's fundamentally problematic. Then it would be a problem to daven in the hall.
So why do you have to say that by Shmonesu?
That's my next question. What about everything else? We'll get to it in a second. So Halacha L'maaseh, Mishnah Berurah just says that if you walk out into the hall, you're okay. You are allowed to walk into the hall and daven ahead in the hall, that's fine. But to sit in the back or sit in the corner there in the middle of a shul and to go ahead, start your Shmonesu earlier is a problem. It would be a problem.
You're speaking over here about if somebody's in a rush.
Yeah.
But let somebody that's not in a rush, but he will want to daven slowly.
Good, I have 4 minutes. I have 4 minutes left. I'm going to get to that. Excellent. I'm going to build up to that. First, we need to know the background, then I'm going to hit that one. But first, we have Nachum's question. What about Nachum's question? Is that, let's say, it's something else. Let's say I want to daven, you know, brachas quickly. I want to learn, you know, something I can't say this doesn't happen to me sometimes, but sometimes, you know, the tzibur is taking 15 minutes to do psukkah d'zimra, and you could do psukkah d'zimra in 9 minutes. So what do? You go ahead of psukkah d'zimra, you finish psukkah d'zimra, and you sit and you learn for the rest of 4 or 5 minutes, whatever it is. Is that okay? So the Oruch Neman says, yes, it is mutter to go ahead. The Oruch Neman is found in Sifkat Lamed Dalid, and on this, on Simon Sadi, and he says that, yeah, you're allowed to go ahead because it's only Shmona Esrei. We're only talking about Shmona Esrei in the Gemara. However, the Chuvas Van Hugus and Beis Memtes says, then look, it's not only Shmona Esrei. It's anything which there's an Indian to daven Tfila Betzibur. What else is Tfila Betzibur? Shema and Bircha Shema. So according to this Chuvas Van Hugus, you wouldn't be allowed to do the Birchas Kriya Shema ahead of the tzibur either. The psukkah zimra may be okay, but the birchas kriya shema, you also have to go with the tzibur, and he bases off a Rambam, which says you have to really daven, you know, paragraph by paragraph with the tzibur. Okay.
What about the asher and the baritzion?
At the end, that's a good question. I think that would be okay, even according to Chuvas Van Hugus. It's just, I think it's okay to daven that ahead. The problem is more the birchas kriya shema and Shmona Esrei.
What if you start Shmona Esrei, it's like 30 seconds for everybody else, but you're going to finish together.
Excellent, I'm going to get to that. Excellent, right now. Okay, so what about, so now here's the question. So this is what everyone wants to know. You're very far from, and it happens in my work sometimes, because we have a 4-minute Menchui Du Heichel Kedusha sometimes, and Ma'ariv is, you know, 7 minutes. It's the middle of a business day. So these guys who are very from sometimes davening with us, so what do? They come to the minion 3 minutes early. So at least they have a 5-minute Shmon Esrei, and then he just comes and he starts with Shmon Esrei right away. You know, just jumps into Shmon Esrei. We have a Dvar Torah in between Mincha Ma'ariv. Sometimes the people start Ma'ariv, you know, while the Dvar Torah is still going on, because he wants to, you know, in between Mincha and Maariv, because he wants to make sure his Maariv is a little bit longer, because he can't do Maariv in 5 minutes like the rest of us apparently try to do, right? So is that okay or not? So it's for a very good reason. It's so that he could daven more slower. You know, is that okay? That's the million-dollar question. So the Ber Moshe says you're allowed to start one bracha, exactly what you were saying, one bracha ahead of Shmona Esrei earlier. However, Rabbi Avadia Yosef says, really, in the Yalkut Yosef and Simon Tzadi, he talks about, he says, look, he quotes this Ber Moshe, which is Chelik Dalet Simon Yud Aleph, and he says, Rak HaKdoma Shal Berchus Achas Mahani, but the, he says, Enkin Das Maran Ragon Rabbi Avadia Yosef said you could do three or four brachas of Shmona Esrei early. In other words, you really could start davening Shmona Esrei earlier if the intent is to do it slowly. If your reason is because you want to make Kedusha at the end, or you want to daven slower, b'mason, he says, you know, slower, slowly, then it's okay for you to start early. However, he brings down the Dirshu Mishnah Brewer, brings down from Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, and it's really in the Isha Yisrael as well, that you really shouldn't do that. That it's preferable to daven bit Sibur. That even though it's probably better to daven a little bit faster, or to miss Kedusha at the end because you're still davening your silent Shmona Esrei, but to start with the Tzibur, and people make a mistake. They think, oh, I'm allowed to daven slowly, I'm going to start early, and I'm going to daven slowly, I'm doing it for a good reason. It's mashma that the ideal is really not to do that.
Or you could say that the people who, like, in your office, they should go and daven on another minute. Oh,
right.
That's,
or the daven, right, I guess so. Or the daven, or maybe, or just to be finished later. You know, Rebbe Vadia is, I think, a big chiddush that he says, as long as you daven rove of Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur, that's fine. Or if you end with the Tzibur, that's fine. But really, from the Ikar Din, it sounds like, and this is how other poskim seem to paskin, that it's more important that you should start with the Tzibur. Final question, I saw in the, also brought down in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, in the notes, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman in Sefer Tefillah Keocha Gimel Haro Amid Zayin. He says, let's say you want to daven early for Vasikin. This happens here sometimes, right? That it's, you know, sometimes Vasikin is 7:15 and davening starts at 7 o'clock. So Psukei and the Zimra takes 13 minutes. Now the next part takes, you know, to get to Shmona Esrei takes 4 or 5 minutes. So you're gonna miss, you know, gonna miss Vasikin by 2-3 minutes, you know, to daven by Nates. So can you daven quickly? You daven only in 2 minutes, or you start a little bit earlier or whatever, and you make it so you can make Nates while the rest of the Tzibur is not making Nates. He brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman not to do that. It's better to daven bit Tzibur. Bit Tzibur is very important. You shouldn't daven earlier. We should take it to heart. We shouldn't be running to get the bus. We shouldn't be running to do this. We should try to daven bit Tzibur and start Shmona Esrei on time. Shkai.